We're waiting to see what decision the U.S. Supreme Court makes on whether the pill mifepristone, commonly used in medication abortions, will remain available. Some states have been stockpiling abortion pills ahead of this ruling to ensure they have enough medication if access to it is cut off. This month, Governor Maura Healey directed the University of Massachusetts to buy 15,000 doses of mifepristone. Joining us now is Dr. Lou Ireland, who's an obstetrician-gynecologist at UMass Memorial Medical Center and assistant professor at UMass Chan Medical School. And Dr. Ireland, if the Supreme Court decides to keep these restrictions or invalidate the FDA's approval of mifepristone, we're assuming access to it will be limited all across the country. Will you still have access to it as a provider?
For the sake of my patients and my partners, I really hope so. I think Governor Healey's executive order makes that as possible as it can. Her executive order offers protection for healthcare providers to continue to use mifepristone in an evidence-based fashion by shielding us from state criminal and civil action. So with that in mind, our institution and many institutions across the state are trying to build up our supplies of mifepristone so that we can continue to access it regardless of what happens at the FDA level and regardless of what happens with a Supreme Court ruling. Unfortunately, Governor Healey's order does not protect providers from any actions that the FDA can take against healthcare providers for unapproved use of mifepristone, regardless of how evidence-based the indication. But we are hopeful that the executive order, you know, will do the best it can to make sure that providers feel comfortable continuing to offer this to patients.
So when we talk about medication abortion, it often involves not just mifepristone, but two drugs. And I wonder, even though it is not part of the Supreme Court decision that may be released today, are you concerned that other drugs involved in medication abortion may become difficult to access?
You know, I think that's really hard to say. I certainly think that this case sets a very dangerous precedent in terms of the judicial branch having a say in terms of how we regulate medications. It's really important to note that the question at hand was never the safety or efficacy of mifepristone. This medication has a 20-year history of both clinical care and research and has been well established to be both a very safe and effective method to end pregnancies in the first trimester, both through abortion and as an important part of miscarriage management. Certainly, if the FDA label is changed based on Judge Kaczmarek's ruling, this sets a very dangerous precedent for anti-choice groups to attack and limit access for other medications that are used, both in abortion provision, but also in obstetric and gynecologic care.
Canada has said that it will look into providing reproductive care for Americans. Certainly, people in other states are talking about getting this kind of care in other places if there are restrictive laws where they live. Have you seen patients coming in from other states to get abortion care?
Absolutely. And the number of patients that I've seen has only increased since the Dobbs ruling last June. I would say I see up to 5 patients a month. In the last month, I've seen patients from Florida. I have seen patients from Texas. I have seen patients from Oklahoma, all who really, really had thought long and hard about their decisions and really had to overcome big financial barriers to get to the state of Massachusetts. And every time I care for a patient who's coming in from out of state, I am reminded that the patient sitting in front of me is someone who had access to financial resources and social support to get her over state borders and into the Commonwealth. And for every one of her, there are dozens who do not have those resources and are left with the only option but to continue their pregnancies.
So as I mentioned, the governor has directed the University of Massachusetts to buy 15,000 doses. How long will that last?
That is a great question. And unfortunately, I do not have the answer to that question.
Is that because, I mean, I know that you can use data based on past care mm-hmm. in Massachusetts, but I wonder if you can't answer it because people are traveling to Massachusetts to get care.
And that is exactly what I was going to mention. You know, yeah. I think we're trying to be as evidence-based as possible and thinking about how many mifepristone doses we need in the Commonwealth based on prior history. But the reality is the number of folks who are coming in from out of state is rising. As more and more states restrict abortion, we anticipate that number to go up.
Dr. Lou Ireland is an obstetrician gynecologist at UMass Memorial Medical Center and assistant professor at UMass Chan Medical School. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.